जय श्री श्री राधा माधव की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 द समम बोनम चैप्टर 1 द एडवेंट ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा इंट्रोडक्शन Verse number 9. Kasman Mukundo Bhagavan Pitur Gehad Vrajam Gata Kva Vasam Jnanati Bhi Sardham Kritvan Satvatam Pati कस्मान् मुकुंदो भगवान् पितुर्गेहाद् व्रजं गत क्व वासं ज्ञातिभिः सार्धं कृत्वान् सात्वतां पति कस्मान् मुकुंदो भगवान् पितुर्गेहाद् व्रजं गत क्व वासं ज्ञातिभिः सार्धं कृत्वान् सात्वतां पति स्मान् मुकुन्दो भगवान् पितुर्गेहाद् व्रजं गत त्वं ज्ञातिभिः त्वां सात्वतां पति स्मान् मुकुन्दो भगवान् पितुर्गेहाद् व्रजं गत क्ववासं ज्ञातिभिः सार्धं कृत्वां सात्वतां पति स्मान् मुकुन्दो भगवान् पितुर्गेहाद् व्रजं गत क्ववासं ज्ञातिभिः सार्धं सात्वतां कस्मान् मुकुन्दो भगवान् पितुर्गेहाद् व्रजं गत क्व वासं ज्ञातिभिः सार्धं कृत्वान् सात्वतां पति कस्मान् मुकुन्दो भगवान् पितुर्गेहाद् व्रजं गतः क्व वासं ज्ञातिभिः सार्धं कृत्वां सात्वतां पति माताजी कस्मान् मुकुन्दो भगवान् पितुर्गेहाद् व्रजं गत क्व वासं ज्ञातिभिः सार्धं कृत्वान् सात्वतां पति कस्मात् वाय मुकुन्द कृष्णा हु कैन अवार्ड लिबरेशन टू एवरीवन भगवान द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड पितु ऑफ हिज फादर वसुदेव गेहात फ्रॉम द हाउस व्रजम टू ब्रज धाम ब्रज भूमि गत वेंट क्व वेर वासम प्लेस्ड हिमसेल्फ टू लीव ज्ञाति भी हिज रिलेटिव्स सार्धम विथ कृतवान डिड सो सात्वताम पति द मास्टर ऑफ ऑल वैष्णव डिवोटीज ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन व्हाई डिड कृष्णा द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड लीव द हाउस ऑफ हिज फादर वसुदेव and transfer himself to the house of Nanda in Vrindavan. Where did the Lord, the master of the Yadu dynasty, live with his relatives in Vrindavan? Purport. These are inquiries about the itinerary of Krishna. Just after his birth in the house of Vasudev in Mathura, Krishna transferred himself to Gokula on the other side of the Yamuna. And after some days, he moved with his father, mother and other relatives to Nandagram Vrindavan. Maharaj Parikshit was very much eager to hear about Krishna's activities in Vrindavan. This entire canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is full of activities performed in Vrindavan and Dwaraka. The first 40 chapters describe Krishna's Vrindavan affairs, and the next 50 describe Krishna's activities in Dwaraka. Maharaj Parikshit, to fulfill his desire to hear about Krishna, requested Shukadev Goswami to describe these activities in full detail. Om Agyantimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 1 वर्स नंबर 9 ट्रांसलेशन व्हाई डिड कृष्णा द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड leave the house of his father Vasudev and transfer himself to the house of Nanda in Vrindavan. Where did the Lord, the master of the Yadu dynasty, live with his relatives in Vrindavan? Hare Krishna. So we are reading the first chapter of 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is considered Krishna's smiling face. First two cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam are compared to Krishna's two lotus feet. So we reach Krishna's smiling face in first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which means there is lots of sweetness in this canto. Srimad Bhagavatam anyway is sweet, like Mishri. At any location or point, you touch your tongue to Mishri, you feel sweet. You know Mishri? Sugar block, khadi sakar. In the same way, Srimad Bhagavatam is sweet at any point, any page. At the same time, the 10th canto is released and highly attractive to all the devotees. So here, Parikshit Maharaj is inquiring in these few verses about Krishna and Balaram to Sukadeva Goswami and requesting him to tell in complete details about all the pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna, the Samam Bonam, the cause of all causes, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Parikshit Maharaj is wondering that why Lord Sri Krishna, he transferred himself from Mathura to Gokul Vrindavan. In Srimad Bhagavatam is mentioned that Lord Sri Krishna, he appeared in Mathura in the jail of Kams. Same night, in fact midnight, he transferred himself from Mathura to Gokul. After 3 years or so, he transferred himself from Gokul to Vrindavan in Chatikara area. And after few months, 4 years age, he transferred himself from Chatikara to Nandgaon. There at age 11, he again transferred himself from Nandgaon to Mathura. From there again he got transferred to Ujjain for 2 months, Gurukul, Sandipani Muni's ashram. And after 2 months or so, he again came back to Mathura. From there he again got transferred to Dwarka. And then he got stabilized. He got settled there. So now you will know why so many transfers take place in Uttar Pradesh. It's going in parampara. Krishna's parampara. And why so many families get settled in Dwarka or Gujarat. It's very difficult to make Gujarati brahmacharis, right? Those who do youth preaching, they know. We have any Gujarati brahmacharis here? You? Okay. And Ram Raghunath Prabhu is there. Gujarati, very difficult to make brahmacharis, you know. They all follow Krishna. Said, he married 16,000, ek to karlu mein. You know, there's family bonding very strong. So many times Krishna got transferred, he is Swarat, independent. He can do whatever he wants. But it is surprising, why will he keep running like this? What is forcing him? If anything is pressuring him, he can take care of it on the spot. A person shifts from point A to point B because he is uncomfortable at point A and he cannot solve it. But he is Mukunda, giver of liberation. He can solve anything. But still he got transferred. Why did he do that? So Parikshit Maharaj is inquiring. And there are various reasons mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. When Krishna appeared to Vasudev and Devaki, he appeared with his full opulence, four-handed Narayana form, to convince them that Bhagavan has taken birth in your family, to convince them that your son is really Bhagavan, and to remove their fear of Kamsa, who had killed their six boys, to give assurance that yes, now I have come, I will protect you, I will kill Kamsa and protect you. So for all these purposes, he appeared in front of Mother Devaki as four-handed Narayana form. And Vasudev and Devaki, they were very joyful and they offered their prayers. And Krishna, in the form of Narayana, explained that in their previous births, also they became their parents, his parents, Prishni and Sutapa. When Krishna became their son as Prishni Garbha, who gave darshan to Dhruva Maharaj, then Aditi and Kashyap Muni, and he came as Vaman Avatar, and now Devaki and Vasudev, and he came as Krishna. So Devaki offered prayers, said, "My dear Lord, if you stay in jail in this form, Kamsa will attack you. So you please become a small baby. Somehow I will convince Kamsa not to attack the baby." She was hopeful that this time I will put more effort. This time I will be more determined. And this time I will touch the feet of Kamsa and request him not to kill this boy. But if you are in this form, he will 100% attack you. I can't protect you. If you are a small baby, I can try to protect you. This is motherly love. So you please become a small baby. So Krishna told, "My dear mother, yes, I will become a small baby of a human body, human form." Krishna is not human. Krishna is not like human. Krishna is not like our human body. Our body is like Krishna's form. There's a difference. Our body is like Krishna's two-handed form. We call it human form. Krishna is not like us. We are like Krishna. He is the source. So if you are comparing, you compare with the source. So he said, "I'll become small baby. And if you continue to be fearful for my protection, you transfer me to the house of Nanda Maharaj. My dear father Vasudev, you take me now to Gokul, Mahavan, and keep me in the house of Nanda Maharaj. And Yashoda Maya has just given birth to a girl, you bring her here." And Vasudev Devaki agreed that this is how we can protect our son. This is how they protected Balram. This is how they protected Rohini, by sending it to Nanda Maharaj's house. So they already done this earlier. So Krishna became a small baby form. And in a basket, Vasudev carried baby Krishna to the house of Nanda Maharaj at night. As soon as he picked up Krishna, all his chains were, he became free from all the chains, the doors opened, the guards slept, whole Mathura was sleeping at that time. And on a basket, midnight, dark night, Krishna was carried. That day was Ashtami. Ashtami is different from Purnima. On Ashtami day, you don't have full moon in the sky. But on Krishna's day, but Janmashtami, there was full moon on the sky. This is amazing. On Ashtami day, there was Purnima ka chant. Because Krishna came in Chandra Vamsh. So moon god thought, when Krishna has come in my vansh, I can do something different from routine. So he became full, joyful, happy. So Vasudev could see everywhere. And it started raining. And he had to cross Yamuna, which was flooded. So Anansesh came and as an umbrella protected the baby Krishna. And as Vasudev was carrying, suddenly Krishna fell from the basket in the waters of Yamuna. Krishna jumped actually. He saw Yamuna, he jumped. And Vasudev became mad. He started crying, tears in his eyes. And he jumped in the river to search for baby Krishna in the flooded waters. And he was moving his hands and legs and trying to swim and also search for Krishna. He became like mad, crying, shouting, howling, screaming, "Where is my boy?" So Krishna performed this pastime to increase his intensity of love. And finally he found his boy and he again put him in the basket and carefully went at midnight to Yashoda's room. Yashoda Maya was sleeping. She gave birth to a child, but she didn't knew which child she slept. So Vasudev kept Krishna and brought Yogmaya. Now Vasudev is a man of very good character, very high principles, so much so that even Kamsa trusted Vasudev. When Vasudev said, "You don't kill Devaki, I'll bring the children to you." He is a father. How can a father bring his just born child to Asura to be killed? But still he brought, because he was true to his vow, to his words. So even Kamsa trusted Vasudev for his high character, high principles. That Vasudev, A, escaped from jail. That Vasudev, B, went to the room of his friend's wife at night, 12 o'clock, as a thief. That Vasudev, C, kept his baby boy and took the baby girl of Yashoda to be killed by Kamsa. A man of such high principles, how can he do such things? Any Vaishnava will do that? What if he is seen by somebody in Gokul entering or exiting Yashoda Maya's room? What scandal will take place? What if Nanda Maharaj meets him and tells him, "Hey, what are you doing here?" What if some citizen in Mathura sees him outside jail? And how can he, for protecting his child, put some other child in danger? That let the girl be killed, but my boy should be protected. No devotee would do that. Vasudev did this because Krishna told him to do this. By doing this, his morality was at stake. His high principles was at stake. His character was at stake. His reputation was at stake. Still he did this. Because Krishna told him to do this out of his parental love. So this is how Krishna was transferred from Mathura to Gokul. And then at age 3, after the Damodar Leela pastime, Krishna was transferred from Gokul to Vrindavan. In the assembly of Nanda Maharaj, his elder brother Upananda, he told Nanda Maharaj that I have a proposal. And my proposal is we shift the whole village from Gokul to Vrindavan. Because there is too much danger here for Krishna, Balram and other children. Said, my dear Nanda Maharaj, since your child has been born, we see Putana came when he was 5 days old. It is by Narayana's blessing that your child was protected and Putana got killed by her karma. Then Trinavrat came and he kidnapped your child and took him up in the sky. It is by Narayana's blessing that nothing happened to your child and he crash landed. Shaktasur came before that and entered in a cart. And again your child was below that cart and the cart flew 300 meters up and fell down with all the wheels and the spokes and the axle and the utensils. But nothing happened to your child, again by Narayana's blessings. And recently 2 big trees fell, Arjuna trees. Your child was playing in between. What would have happened if the 1 tree had fallen on your child? But again by Narayana's blessings, your child got protected. How can we go on giving trouble to Narayana like this? So many inauspicious things are happening since your child has been born. But we all know your child is auspicious. So the only conclusion is this place is inauspicious. So let's leave this place and go to another place where we'll make a new village with your house in the center and all our brothers' house surrounding it. Then other village houses, then another circle, then another. Like this, there will be 7 circles and the final circle will be all the able coward men's houses. So that no asura can enter inside. So let's make a new village for the protection of Krishna Balram. They loved Krishna Balram so much. And Nanda Maharaj said, yeah, okay, proposal passed. All the citizens said, yes, okay, tomorrow morning we will leave. And next day morning they left their houses, they left their village and went and made a new village. Is it easy to change your address in 1 day? In 1 meeting they passed a resolution to change the whole village address. In our meetings we only pass resolution, nothing happens. In the house, even if the curtain is to be changed, there is going to be discussion and then there is color and the size and the brand and the texture and the price. Oh, it will take 1 year. In this Diwali you start discussing, next Diwali you will change the curtains. What to speak about changing your address, changing your home? That's not easy. Even now if I tell, okay, all devotees on the left side come to right and right side come to left, change. You say, what kind of lecture is going on this? Nobody likes change. And here the villagers were ready to change their address, their village, because they love Krishna. So next day everybody got ready and everybody put all their utensils, grains and all the household items, clothes in the bullock carts. Somebody had a big bullock cart, somebody had small bullock cart, somebody had 2 bullock carts, somebody had 10 bullock carts. Depends on the number of items in the house. And the biggest bullock cart was Nanda Baba's bullock cart, the king's bullock cart. With a nice flag and nice decoration and nice bulls. And he was sitting and guiding everybody. And the most beautiful bullock cart was Yashoda Maya, the queen's bullock cart. Nice colorful canopies and nice garlands. And Yashoda was sitting nicely dressed with Krishna on her lap. And Rohini was sitting nicely dressed with Balram on the lap. And 9 lakh cows. Just Nanda Baba's 9 lakh cows, other coward men and other cows. So there were lakhs of cows all walking with bullock carts behind. and elderly people and ladies and children sitting in the bullock cart and able men walking with them. Parallel to Yamuna, they were walking towards Chattikara, from Gokul to Chattikara. If you see from satellite, you see two rivers, one black Yamuna, one white Ganga. So many cows were there, it looked like one more river is flowing. So Krishna, small baby sitting in the lap of Yashoda Maya, he started asking questions. Any child you dress and take out of the house, he will ask questions. Said, Maya, where are we going? Yashoda Maya said, Krishna, we are going to Vrindavan. Next question. Said, Maya, when will we come back to house? Any child asked this. Yashoda Maya said, Krishna, we are taking our house with us. Krishna said, I don't understand this, because house is there, walls, windows, doors. For Yashoda Maya, house was in the bullock cart, utensils, clothes, furniture. For Krishna, house was there, walls. That was his understanding. So he said, I don't understand this. Can you please explain? How can we take our house? Balram jumped in. Said, Krishna, you don't understand. See that bullock cart with Baba? That contains our house. Krishna saw that bullock cart. He said, yes, yes, the trees are also walking with us. Yashoda said, no, that's not true. Trees are not walking with us. Krishna said, okay, we understood. So then Krishna said, next question, where is Vrindavan? Yashoda Maya said, Vrindavan is near Yamuna River. This time Balram jumped in, said, Yamuna River? There was Yamuna River in Gokul. There is Yamuna River in Vrindavan, two Yamuna rivers. Yashoda Maya laughed. She said, no, river doesn't get divided. There is only one Yamuna River. Balram said, how Yamuna River is coming with us then? Before Yashoda Maya could answer, Krishna answered, Dauji, you didn't understand how trees are coming with us? So Yamuna is also coming with us. Balram said, okay. Yashoda said, no, that's not true. Krishna said, we understood. Okay. Then very important question Krishna asked. Why are we going to Vrindavan? Parikshit Maharaj is asking the same question. Yashoda Maya said, we are going to Vrindavan because Krishna, for you there is nice playground to play. As soon as Krishna understood that just for my play, whole village is shifting, he became very happy, became very joyful. When Krishna understands that because of his pleasure, we are ready to undergo a change in our life, he becomes very happy. It may be just changing from pant shirt to dhoti kurta. It may be changing from having a hairstyle, having no hair. It may be changing our address from whatever we stay to ISKCON Juhu. It may be changing our eating habits. It may be changing our sleeping habits. Maybe change waking up early morning and attending Mangala Arati. Any change we do for Krishna's pleasure, Krishna becomes extremely joyful. So we should be ready to do change in our life. At whatever stage we are in today in our consciousness, we should introspect. With present consciousness today, okay, and if I die now, will I go back home back to Godhead? If the answer is no, that means a change is required. So when will we do it? Abhi to jeena hai barso. Later? No. If a change is required, why not I start doing it? Because when will I die? I don't know. If I die today, I may not go back home back to Godhead. So that means I am not ready. So a change is required. So whatever is needed, whatever steps are needed to make that change in our inner being, our consciousness, we should be ready. So Krishna became very happy that I will get to play. And for my play, the whole village is changing their address. When we take pain for Krishna, he gets a proof. What proof? That this person loves me. If there is no love, why will we take pain? Krishna is very clever and he wants to know, do we love him or not? And the way to prove him that I love you is to take pain for him. And change includes pain. So we should be ready for this change. So this is how Krishna settled in Chattikara. And after few months, again there were demons in Chattikara also. So many demons, Bakasur came, Aghasur came, Kaliya was there. So finally Nanda Baba heard that Nandagaon, where he shifted, there is a hill. And that hill demons don't come. So he went on the top of the hill and made a house. So that Krishna, Balram are protected on the top. Demons will not come up. That hill is Lord Shiva himself. Lord Shiva wanted to offer service to Krishna and he wanted Krishna and his Brajavasis dust on his head. So he came as the hill and protected Lord Krishna. So at age 11, Kamsa sent Akrura. He said, so many demons I sent to Vrindavan, they don't come back only. You know, demons are very intelligent. Once you go to Vrindavan, you don't come back. So they don't come back only. So he told Akrura, you bring Krishna Balram here, I will kill them personally. So Akrura went to Nandagaon and he brought Krishna Balram. Again he came to Mathura and he killed Kamsa. Then after he killed Kamsa, he could have become king. Kamsa was the king, he killed the king. But he told Ugrasen, no, you become king. And he consolidated all the Yaduvans, the Andakvans, the Bhojavans, all the dynasties, Vrishnivans under Ugrasen. And Vasudev Devaki were very happy. After 11 years, they got their boys. So one day Vasudev called Krishna Balram, come sit here. He said, I want to ask you a very important question. They said, yes, father, what is it? He said, tell me, you both boys, did you go to school or not? Did you learn anything or not? Now, what did Krishna learn in Vrindavan? How to steal butter and how to run behind cows and gopis. That's all he learned. How can he tell that to his father? So he said, my dear father, we didn't learn anything, we didn't go to school. He said, Arey, that's not good. At age 11, you didn't go to school. Immediately he did his diksha from Garga Acharya and sent him to Ujjain. This is the reason he went to Ujjain, Sandipani Muni's ashram. After education and Dakshina, he came back. Jarasandha attacked Mathura multiple times. 17 times he attacked. So 18th time when he attacked, Krishna didn't fight with Jarasandha. He ran away to Dwarka. Now why did he transfer himself to Dwarka? Because he knew Rukmini Devi's letter is going to come. Rukmini Devi, the daughter of King Bhishmaka in Vidarbha, she is Lakshmi herself. And her brother Rukmi arranged her marriage with Shishupal. And Rukmini Devi didn't like this. But nobody was there to help. She was just 12, 13 year old girl. So she wanted to write a letter to Dwarkadish. Please come and kidnap me. Please accept me as your wife, as your maid servant. So for Rukmini Vivaha, for Rukmini's Haran, he said, if I fight with Jarasandha, anyway he'll go back and come again. 17 times I already did that. It's boring calm. So better I go to Dwarka and marry Rukmini Devi. So he became Ranchod Rai. He ran away from the battle. Again, his reputation was at stake. Everybody called him Bhagoda. But still he went because Rukmini Devi was waiting. That's why he went to Dwarka. So there are pastimes Krishna enacted and transferred himself from one place to another place. But there's a very deep understanding that Krishna's relationship with Devaki and Krishna's relationship with Yashoda is different. Devaki gave birth to Krishna, but Yashoda had childhood pastimes of Krishna. And these two Vatsalya are different. And that's the real reason. Devaki's Vatsalya includes Aishwarya. So Devaki sees Krishna as my son and Supreme Personality of Godhead. So after Krishna killed comes and he released Devaki and Vasudev, Devaki wanted to embrace the son. But she didn't embrace because there was knowledge that he is Bhagavan, how can I embrace? So she wanted to touch Krishna's feet because he is Bhagavan, but then there was emotional feeling that he is my son, if I touch his feet, he will be embarrassed in public. So she neither could pay respect as Bhagavan nor could embrace as son. So she was confused. So Devaki's Vatsalya has addition of Aishwarya. Devaki sees Krishna as my son and Bhagavan. Yashoda's Vatsalya has no addition of Aishwarya. She sees Krishna as my son and my naughty son. That's all she sees. And Krishna played on her lap. Krishna sucked her breast. And Krishna did so many naughty activities and that invoked her Vatsalya more and more. Just by thinking about Krishna, her breast will get overflow with milk. Just by thinking. When Krishna was grandfather, maybe age 100, and he met Yashoda Maiya at Kurukshetra after 90 years of separation, around 90 years of separation. At that time also Yashoda Maiya's milk started flowing. No mother would have milk for her child for 100 years. The chest becomes dry. But she had it because she still saw Krishna as her small naughty boy. That is very unique aspect of Yashoda's Vatsalya. Generally, when a devotee is in Krishna prem, there are 8 ecstatic bodily transformations. Right? What are those? Being stunned, tears coming from eyes, perspiration, trembling of the body, voice choking up, bodily color fading, and devastation or trance, and hair standing. Or Santa, Dasya, Vatsa, Sakya, Madhurya, Vatsalya, or 5 rasas, they have 8 bodily transformations. Only Yashoda Maiya is the one who has 9th one, which is milk overflowing. No other devotee has this kind of ecstatic bodily transformation, that when the devotee chants or remembers Krishna, the milk comes out from breast. So Yashoda Maiya's love for Krishna is like that. When Krishna ate mud, Yashoda Maiya told Krishna to open his mouth, and Krishna showed the whole universe. That was his Aishwarya Bhav, Aishwarya Leela. But Yashoda Maiya still considered Krishna as my son. He said, koi bhoot pakad liya, some ghost has caught him. And she started being in anxiety. Her Vatsalya didn't reduce. Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill for 7 days and night continuously. All the Brajavasis were very happy. Nanda Baba and Radharani and Vrishabhanuji and Kirtidhan, all Brajavasis, Krishna's friends. Only one devotee was not happy, that was Yashoda Maiya. And she chastised Krishna. He said, why did you lift this? Now your hand must be paining. Keep it down or give to Nanda Baba. Like that. And after 7 days when Krishna kept it and came back, everybody embraced Krishna. Some gopis gave rice and sugar to Krishna, makhan and mishri to Krishna. Balram embraced. The gopis were happy. The Brajavasis came and blessed him. Mother Yashoda came and chastised him. Next time don't do this. Anytime you go out of house, you do all these things. Come now, your hand must be paining, I will massage. And she started massaging his arm. And whenever anybody talked about Govardhan Leela, she always said, actually Nanda Baba lifted it, Krishna was just holding his hand and showing us. She never agreed that Krishna lifted Govardhan. She always said Nanda Baba lifted. And when Krishna would go to the forest with the cows, she would say, Krishna, you know in forest demons may come, or wild animals may come, or suddenly it may become dark, clouds will be there, or heavily rain will come, so many dangers will come. If you are at all fearful, just chant the name of Narayana, everything will be okay. And Krishna will say, yes mother, I will chant the name of Narayana. And he will smile. Because she never saw Krishna as Bhagavan. And whenever she heard from Brajavasis that Garga Muni said, your son is like Bhagavan, she will say, impossible. He cries if I don't give milk. And he can't wear his own dhoti. I have to wear it. And he runs around and steals the makhan. How can he be Bhagavan? Impossible. That Gargacharya has become old man now. Whatever he says, not true. So her love, whenever comes in contact with Aishwarya Leela or knowledge of Krishna's absolute aspect, does not get diluted. Devaki Vasudev's love gets diluted. There's a difference. And Krishna wanted to experience this Vatsalya. That's why Krishna came to Vrindavan. And he stayed in Vrindavan with Brajavasis. And he experienced this Vatsalya. This is not available anywhere else outside Vrindavan. Krishna in Dwaraka is a perfect personality. Same Krishna in Mathura is more perfect. And in Vrindavan he is most perfect. Highest. Even we devotees go to Mathura. Anybody goes? How many days do you stay? Not more than 1 day. Everybody will go to Vrindavan and stay for 7 days. Mathura only 1 day. Or maybe half an hour. Just station pe jao, pe sidha Vrindavan chale. So Krishna went from Mathura to Vrindavan. And the reason he would perform these naughty activities is to invoke Yashoda Maiya's love. Like in Damodar Leela, Krishna was sleeping. And Yashoda Maiya was churning the butter for Krishna. And while churning, she was singing Krishna's songs. And while remembering Krishna, her sari was becoming wet with breast milk. And Krishna woke up. Why did Krishna woke up so early? Generally, he would not wake up so early. And Yashoda Maiya was surprised when she saw, Krishna, you wake up so early today. The reason he woke up is because milk was getting wasted. And the reason he got hungry is because milk is overflowing. So Krishna's body doesn't feel hunger actually. But he becomes hungry when Yashoda Maiya's breast milk is overflowing. So this is a comparison given by Sukadeva Goswami between Devaki and Yashoda's love. So to experience and taste this Braj Prem, love of Radharani, love of Gopas, love of Gopis, love of Yashoda Maiya and Nanda Maharaj, Krishna went to Vrindavan and stayed there for all these years. When Krishna came back, Yashoda Maiya became mad. She would whole day just sit and cry and cry and cry. And she would tell Nanda Baba, just go up on the terrace, see if Krishna is coming or not. He is gone with the cows. I have cooked his prasad. Krishna is already gone to Mathura. He is not gone with the cows to the forest. But she is telling, just go and see. And she will say, look, Krishna will come now. Get this ready, get this ready, get that ready. She will be still in that mood. So much painful separation. Anand Baba will say, you mad woman, you just keep quiet. You are spoiling my whole house. Then he will start crying. And he says, I just went to the terrace. He will come in some time. You get ready. And they both will cry. And every day the gopis headed by Radharani will come to Yashoda's house. And for hours they will share Krishna's pastimes and pacify her. The only reason is so that she doesn't die. If she doesn't hear Krishna's pastime, she would have died on day one. She doesn't hear Krishna's pastime. So to keep her alive, they would come. When Krishna went to Kaliya Nag and Yashoda saw Krishna in the coils of Kaliya, she wanted to jump. But the friends of Yashoda didn't allow her to jump. So she would have died actually seeing Krishna in Kaliya's coils. So she became unconscious. The reason she became unconscious is if she is conscious and sees Krishna, she would die. The soul will leave the body. I mean, she doesn't have a material body. So this is her love. So to taste that love, to experience that love, Krishna went to Vrindavan. And when we hear Krishna's pastimes with Yashoda Maya, we will develop same love for Krishna. Anybody who hears this pastime will develop love for Krishna. So Parikshit Maharaj is asking, please tell more about this pastimes. I want to know full details. Like Parikshit Maharaj, we should be an eager audience that yes, I want to hear about Krishna. So whole day we should be asking questions about Krishna. And we would like to hear more and more about Krishna. The more we hear about Krishna, the more our heart will develop attachment to Krishna. And when we develop attachment to Krishna, Rati, we develop prem to Krishna, then only we are eligible to go back home, back to Godhead and associate with Him. So that's the purpose of life. Parikshit Maharaj at the end of life is asking questions to hear about Krishna. He got a notice of 7 days, he will die. We don't even have a notice. We don't know when we will die. So we should be hearing about Krishna. That should be the prime activity of a devotee. To chant, to hear, to speak, to preach about Krishna. And then our life is successful. Okay, we'll end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. If there are any questions or comments, we will take. Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. This point, like change happens, curtain change. In our life also some change we have to do. It takes long time. So how to do in that?
So generally it's because of laziness or attachment. Either lazy to purchase new curtain or attached to old curtain. So we should avoid this. What is favorable, anukul, we should accept. What is pratikul, we should reject. So laziness and attachment is both because, laziness is because of tamogun, attachment is because of rajogun. So rajogun, tamogun keep us here. So we should develop a habit of being in mode of goodness. Mode of goodness means living a life based on knowledge. So everything we do whole day in mode of goodness, based on knowledge, not based on desire or based on mood. So if any change is required, just do it. Anything which is favorable to Krishna consciousness and you are wanting to do it for pleasure of Krishna, just do it. Why are you waiting and what are you waiting for? When death comes, then you will feel, oh, all these things I should have done, I didn't do. So we should be determined and just do it. Okay? Any more questions? Okay, we'll end here. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.